she thinks that one cannot separate fascism from Stalinism. One has to think them together as a closely related phenomenon. Centering on the evolution of political systems in our time, in modernity, in a way that penetrates all realms of our lives. And we lose the ability to retreat to the realm of the private and to exist as private. Everything becomes public. Everything is then, you know, light is shed everywhere. One of the consequences of it is that it's much easier then to those who control the public sphere to then subjugate individuals in ways that were never possible before. From what happens inside our private sphere, our apartments, our houses, to the way we interact each other in any given circumstances. And Arendt says in part three of Origins that this system of rule, unprecedented in its thrust and brutality, hardly explainable with the means of political theory, is with us to stay. So again, although in 1945 Nazi Germany was defeated and the menace of Nazism was gone, the threat, but also the reality of this system has not gone away. And in fact, when the book is published, again, 1951, Stalin is still in power, and the Soviet Union is governed by a political terror, the likes of which the world has never seen before.
One of the main threats to a totalitarian regime is community. Totalitarianism thrives on controlling every aspect of people's lives. In a community, people get together to talk about ideas and to try to solve their communal problems. To minimize this threat, totalitarian governments remove the public spaces altogether.
So the disappearance of anything from a coffee place where people get together to the disappearance of a public square where people come together, to the threat to universities, to the integration of fear and terror even into schools. So everywhere where people can freely meet and talk and discuss with each other who they are, what they believe in, is coming under increasing pressure. I think this is really the root of all evil. Once you undo these spaces in which we're able to come together and really exchange our ideas and debate with one another and have those political discussions, almost everything is then possible. If people do not leave their homes because they're fearful of what will happen to them, if they're in a cafe or a restaurant or a library or a, you know, public reading of a book, then it's much easier for those who are in power to then enter and occupy the last available space. It's writing history not as a story of that which had happened and is past, but writing history now, to speak with Faulkner, along the lines of a past that is never dead. In fact, it's never even past.